Hello, everyone. We're back. Welcome to the Excel English Podcast. I'm Mina. I'm an English teacher. And I'm a... Oh, man, I forgot what I am. I'm a meat expert.
Oh, okay. That was okay. Good save. All right. So, hi, my name is Mary Lou. I'm an English teacher. And I am... a tomato pasta lover.
This is an educational podcast where you can learn English light and easy.
Please check out our YouTube account for videos and vlogs with Japanese translations.
英会話教室 Excel English の無料体験を受けたい方は Excel English で検索してね。If you want to practice speaking English with us, be sure to check our website excel-english.com for a free trial lesson.
And if you find this show helpful, please give us a 5-star rating or give us a like on YouTube.
5 stars. Like. Now let's begin the episode. Take it away.
Okay, let's begin with me being a tomato pasta lover. Yeah, I mentioned this because yesterday, or last night, we went to this really nice restaurant in Machida. It was our first time going there. And I've tasted this really, really good pasta. I mean, what? It's an arrabbiata.
Penne arrabbiata.
Yeah. Well, it's not only that, but I really like tomatoes in food. Hawaiian, Mexican, Filipino. Right? We love using tomatoes in our food as well.
Yes, true.
And Italian. So I'm like, if it's with tomatoes, I'm definitely, definitely going to have that. Yeah, so I'm just going to make a little bit of a correction. So it's not really tomato pasta, but tomato lover. It should be tomato. Yeah, but I love tomato pasta too. I crave it like every week or maybe every other day.
Okay.
Or if you prepare that and if you cook that for me every day, I'm going to have that all the time.
Okay, yeah. I see. That sounds good.
All right.
But isn't it quite surprising how Filipinos love... tomato-based food, when tomato-based food tend to go bad really quickly.
Oh yeah, that's true. Okay? Yeah, that's actually right. It's probably because of the Spanish influence in the culture. So they brought, I'm not sure if it was probably brought from that side of the world or Mexico.
Okay.
And then because they, you know, history, they had this trade with the Philippines and then brought in like these ingredients. And thus we have that in the in our food culture. But yeah, you're right.
Right?
Most food, yeah, it would go bad easily. Like smell so bad, I know.
That's so true. Because I noticed that, yeah, that's what my mom would always say. Like if ever we're making any food with tomatoes in it, they're going to go so bad. They're going to go bad really soon.
Yeah.
So I thought, huh. Isn't it quite fascinating how much we love tomatoes in our food when it goes so bad?
And I realize that because the Philippines is a hot country, so we like anything that's zesty, like, you know, refreshing.
That's tangy, true. You know,
it makes you feel a lot better, maybe, when you have something that's quite sour. Well, I might have mentioned this before. I'm also like a very... I like food that's not sour because it's bad, but it's sour because it's good.
Yeah, the acidity.
Oh, yeah.
It's quite good. And I miss those green tomatoes that we have in the Philippines.
Mm-hmm.
I was just talking with my student about it the other week, and I told her, how come you don't have... green tomatoes here in Japan, because in the Philippines I would always go for the green tomatoes.
Me
because
too.
they're just the right amount of sourness and also like crunch, and it's just perfect, the green tomatoes.
Yeah,
right,
really, really good. So anything with tomatoes, I'm down for it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
okay, you we're having a little bit of a trouble with our camera, so maybe we're gonna use my computer's camera instead.
Okay.
So, yes.
Meat expert.
I'm a meat, okay, disclaimer, I am not a meat expert. I mean, not by profession. But like, it's just, based on experience, because my parents used to be meat dealers. They used to run a meat shop or a couple of meat shops.
And you're a butcher's daughter.
And I I think I've mentioned it before, right?
You're a butcher's daughter.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sorry. That's my computer. Okay. Yes, and then I have this. I don't know if people can easily identify cuts of pork and beef.
I have no idea. I swear.
Because I feel like because my parents would always ask me to man the shops. Mm. Then I kind of let's say just grasped the idea without learning it really by heart.
Mm-hmm.
It's just because I was always there in the shops and I would see how different they are. It's actually very easy. It's not it's not that complicated. So but here in Japan, I think it's more difficult to figure out the parts of the meat because they're already cut.
Oh.
Yeah, they're not you don't see them in a whole piece.
Mm. Oh yeah.
Right?
It's quite that's not very appealing. I mean it
True.
Before.
Also quite unsanitary, right? But that's how we do in the Philippines. I mean that's how it is every day. Yeah. Every single day. Yeah. So I know which is the loin, which is the T-bone steak, which is the pork chop, the pork belly. It's very easy for me to know which part it is. The moment I see it, I know which part of a pig it comes from.
That's why when we go grocery shopping together, I always ask you, like, which part's the best for this dish? Or, you know, is this a good one? Is it easy to cook?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I remember like my mom asked me when I was a teenager, she would ask me to go to the market.
Mm-hmm.
I really never learned how to recognize these parts and how to buy them. Like, yeah.
Okay, well, you can learn it. It's pretty easy to learn. I mean, there's YouTube.
Do you think
You can learn everything from YouTube.
Yeah, that's kind of true.
I mean, that's why we're here on YouTube also.
Okay.
So, anyways, it's just a little stuff from me and Mira. We're so sorry for not being able to upload episodes in the past weeks.
True.
Really, really apologize for that. But now we're back. And I think we're going to have a couple more episodes before the end of this year. Yeah. So,
let's look forward to theirs.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Okay
then. So as you can see in the title of my of the episode, the title is Imperatives You Didn't Know You Know.
Sounds like that episode from
I hope
Friends.
Yeah I hope you guys get it anyway.
Okay.
Imperatives are the merebun are used to give a command or a request, well, depending on your tone. Okay. We are using them all the time, and everyone should have the most common imperatives in their repertoire without knowing it. You don't know it, but you already know it. Now, an imperative is different from a simple English sentence because imperatives don't have a shugo, okay? But always remember that there is the invisible subject. There's the ghost subject. Because an imperative has the invisible subject you, which is implied, okay? Sure. Or it is anigenkyu suru. Something like that. It's implied.
Okay.
So we only use you in an imperative if you want to single out somebody in a group. But of course, but in most cases, we don't really use you to give an order or to give a command to somebody. Think about this. Like, for example, let's say a man is lying down on the ground, and there's a bunch of people around him, and then one of the concerned citizens says, "Call 911." And then people would be confused. Okay, who's gonna call 911? Is it gonna be me or some other person? Then maybe you'll have to say you then. You're gonna use you to single out that person whom you wanna call or whom you want to call 911.
You.
You. Call 911. You. Like that. Okay. All right. So that's when you will use it. That's only the time that you'll use it. Okay. So let's begin with the first ones. Okay, the first ones are take care, keep safe, stay safe. Okay, so, you know, I find myself saying this 100 times more now than ever. Oh. Because, you know, Corona times.
Yes, that's true.
And they're also a common replacement for goodbye. Mm. Right? Okay, so let's do a little dialogue.
Okay.
Bye, Mary Lou. Okay, take care. You too. Okay, who are those characters?
It's Mary Lou and Mina, but then
yeah,
didn't sound like us.
Yeah, we sounded like like elves or something. Okay, so that's it. That's the first imperatives that you already know. Take care. Keep safe and stay safe.
Good. Okay, now let's practice the pronunciation of the following. Let's start with take care.
Take care.
Keep safe.
Keep safe.
Stay safe.
Stay safe.
All right.
Okay, so be sure to use them when you're saying goodbye to somebody, okay? Another one is have a good day. Have a nice day. Have a good one. Okay, so also some of the most common expressions to say goodbye to somebody in English. Let's do a little dialogue.
Okay, bye. Bye, have a good day.
Yeah, you too, man. Have a good one.
You were trying to sound
Don't
like...
copy me. You're like, I'm doing a okay. man and then you're doing
okay,
a man too.
Do
Choose another character.
All right. Okay, but yeah, we're gonna do that with the next one. But for now, let's practice pronunciation. So, have a good day.
Have a good day.
Have a nice day.
Have a nice day.
Have a good one.
Have a good one.
All right.
Okay, those are imperatives too. Have a good one. Okay. Next is get well soon. Get well soon. Okay, we say this so when someone is sick or not feeling well, and then if they catch a cold or if they catch the flu, then you'll
probably
tell them
not.
Probably not. Okay, you'll tell them to get well soon. Okay?
Yeah.
Get well soon. Okay, let's do a little dialogue. Mary Lou, I'm not feeling so well.
Oh no, get well soon.
Thanks. Cool. Okay, yes, that's it.
All right, now let's practice the pronunciation. Get well soon.
Get well soon. Hadai Jini. All right, next is have fun. Enjoy. Okay.
I like this one.
I know, right? Tanashinde. Alright? So, I feel like a lot of my students are a bit unsure of this imperative. But I want to tell you now that it is what you use when you want to say Tanashinde.
Mm-hmm.
So, you'll say have fun or enjoy. Okay? Alright, let's do a little dialogue. Hey, Mary Lou, I'm going to meet up with a friend in Roppongi.
Have fun.
Okay.
This is my normal voice.
Yes. That's okay. That's fine. Okay. That's fine.
Okay. Now, let's practice the pronunciation for that one. So, Have fun.
Have fun.
Enjoy.
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 Enjoy. Enjoy. Enjoy.
Enjoy to the world.
Enjoy to the world. The Lord is come.
We're so excited for Christmas. Okay.
All right. Well, so guys, please remember, it's not have a fun, because I hear my students sometimes saying have a fun. Have a fun. Because it's it wouldn't sound so natural if you say have a fun. So just try saying have fun. Mm. Okay? Have fun. Don't add a in the middle. All right. Next one is please let me know. So in Japanese it is oshiete kudasai, or like shirasete kudasai. All right, you will use this usually for like writing emails, and then when you sign off, you will write it in the end. Please let me know. You will also see just let me know. Mm. Okay, so you can use it basically in any situation. Okay,
all right. Now let's practice pronunciation. Please let me know.
Please let me know.
Okay.
All right, next is drive safe. Drive safely. All right, so we, of course, as you can hear, we normally use this for sending someone off who is driving. All right, of course, you're not gonna tell it to somebody who's taking the bus or who's walking or like taking the train, right? Drive safe, unless they are the driver of that train or they are the driver of that bus, then yeah. You can say
drive
that,
safely.
Right? All right.
Okay, now with the pronunciation, you have drive safe.
Drive safe.
Drive safely.
Drive safely. I think both are used, right? Mm. I hear drive safe or drive safely all the time. All right, next is look. Look at that. Or take a look. Okay. Yeah, look. It's so... I find myself saying, oh, look at that. You know, when I see something, something that's interesting, I want to say, look at that. Wow. Oh, look at that. Look at that. I don't know why I say that all the time. It's probably my favorite expression. Look at that.
Okay.
All right. So you will use it when you tell someone to focus their attention or their view onto something. Okay.
Okay, let's practice. Look.
Look.
Look at that.
Look at that.
Take a look.
Take a look.
We sound like,
look at me. Yeah, I tell my kids sometimes that. Look at me.
Ah, okay.
Stop wandering, right? Stop wandering around. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, next is smile.
Oh, this one is cute.
Yeah, really common. Smile or like say cheese. Cheese. All right. This is another common mereboon. We always use it, especially when we're taking a picture. Smile. Okay?
Okay. Let's practice. Smile.
Smile.
Say cheese.
Cheese. But in Korea, kimchi. In the Philippines.
I don't know. There's probably none.
Cheese. Yeah, we'll say cheese. Because queso is not, right? Queso! Right? It's kind of weird.
It is.
Yeah, you look like you're pouting. Queso!
This is our really flattering pose, I think. Or like...
What could be a really nice imperative for taking a photo, you think?
In
other than English? Cheese. Yeah, other than cheese.
I don't know.
Money.
I like that.
That's gonna make you smile, right?
Money.
Or like,
say money.
Or like, Jollibee.
That's gonna make
miss Jollibee.
Smile too.
Yeah, that makes me smile all the time. Also, okay.
That's good.
So, have we done the practice? We did it. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So for the grammar highlight, just remember that the mereboon is used for giving commands. And of course, you can use it while being polite too. You only have to add please in the beginning or at the end of your command. Or you can also use kindly, but mostly in the beginning of your sentence. For example, you can say, let me know. Let me know. You, let me know. Okay, no, there's no you. Just let me know. Please let me know. Or let me know. Please, do you say that? Let me know, please. Or like, kindly let me know. And also, you can give a command in the negative by using don't. Okay? In the beginning of your command, you're gonna add don't. This is the opposite when using it in Japanese, I think. Because like kinshi is usually found in the end. Or like, dame desu. We always hear it from, you know, from people who are annoyed by us. like last time when we were in Kyoto, right? So I was sitting down on this, I was leaning on this rail, and then one of the staff said something like, oh no, she didn't say anything. She just touched the rail and then made a cross using her hand.
Where was that?
It was in Tofukuji.
Ah, okay, I got it.
We were taking photos, and then the lady gestured like, you know, her hand was touching the rail, and then she made a cross using her arms.
So, yeah, okay.
Rail.
No.
You know? So it's the opposite in English. So you're gonna use don't in the beginning. Lady, you could have told me, don't sit there or don't lean on the rail, right? Mm-hmm. But instead, well, she's Japanese, so.
That's okay.
Yeah. Okay, for example, throw your garbage here. Now the negative. Don't throw your garbage here. Or politely, you'll say, please. Please.
The police sounded so...
Yeah, like, so desperate, right? Please don't throw your garbage here. All right, so those are your really common imperatives in English that you already know.
Yeah.
Okay, so now we're going to move on to the last part of our podcast. We're going to do a little game.
Okay.
And I know how much Mary Lou is so stressed when it comes to time pressure. When there's a time crunch, Mary Lou just breaks.
I don't function well.
Yes. All right, so I'm going to give Mary Lou some situations, and then she has to give me three answers within 5 seconds.
In just 5 seconds?
In 5 seconds, yes.
I'm already stressed.
All right.
All right.
So I'm going to give you your situations, and then I'll say go. You're going to tell me your answers. Okay, what was the first one? Wait, okay. Tell me three things that you hear, three commands.
Okay.
Three commands that you hear from your...
Oh, hold on. Does it have to be the ones that we've studied earlier? I can give other imperatives.
I don't think it relates. Nothing that we went over is connected with the situation.
Okay.
Yeah.
Alright. So I don't have to.
Yes, yes.
Use those. Alright.
Alright. So, in 5 seconds,
gosh.
Tell me three things that you hear. You hear from your mom. Go.
Clean your room. Do the laundry. Do the dishes.
Wow, very good. Wow. Okay.
Your mom seemed to
give you a lot of commands.
You know that, right?
She's a commander.
Commander. She is. She was before. I don't know if she's still a commander in chief.
Okay. Very nice. Okay, we're off to a good start. Okay. Next is in 5 seconds, give me three things that you hear from your boss. Go.
Do your job properly. Don't be late. Oh my god, I'm so sorry. Okay, to those listeners.
You only gave two. Okay, that's fine. Okay, next. In 5 seconds, give me 3 commands that you tell your younger sister.
Clean the room. Stop messing around.
Stop messing around.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Okay. You know, you are an older sister if you say that a lot.
Don't you tell her, like, don't borrow my clothes.
I was about to say that, but I was like...
You ran out of time.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I always... I mean, before, I told her that a lot of times because...
Okay.
Yeah, your clothes would... You know, you just see your clothes or, like, your shoes. Like, she's already wearing those.
Oh, my gosh. That's so annoying.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Last one. In 5 seconds, give me 3 things that you will tell your future boyfriend. Go!
Stay? Okay, that's all... Why did I say stay?
Sounds like a dog. Stay.
Yeah, stay. Stay there. Oh, that's the only thing I could say. What would you have said?
To my future boyfriend?
Yeah.
What would I say? Maybe I'd say...
Make me dinner.
Okay. Buy me gifts. Buy me jewelry. buy me a Chanel.
Buy me a Dior.
Yeah. Mainly make dinner.
Dinner sounds fun.
Right?
Sounds good.
Yes. Because I love eating. I don't like cooking. So yeah, those are the most common commands I'm gonna tell
your future boyfriend.
Yeah, my future victim. The future victim. Okay, that is it for today's episode.
And a little bit stressful.
Yeah.
For me, you know, I hate those kind of games, but it was fun.
Okay,
well, did you find this episode helpful? Please subscribe to our podcast and YouTube channel and give us a 5-star rating and a thumbs up.
Do you want to practice more? Go to our website, exl-english.com, for a free trial lesson. Have a good one!